Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you all to this, our Tech Talk session of Monday, March 12, 2007. We have a wonderful speaker here. It's testimony to this large crowd here tonight. Very knowledgeable people from listening to the conversation. Without further ado, I want to turn you over to our co-chair, Pat Price, who will make the introduction of our speaker. Pat?
Thank you very much, Bob, and truly it is a pleasure for me to introduce to this group Larry Lewis, who is well known to many of us, but if you have not had an opportunity to meet Larry and know the quality of his work and involvement in the technology field, you're really in for a treat. Larry has certainly, while not very old yet, he certainly has amassed a tremendous amount of experience in technology and has been so active in many aspects that you and I use on a daily basis. We've been privileged in the past to have Larry with us and talk to us about several of the new emerging technologies. Now, he is the owner and president of his own company, which is called Flying Blind. But because of his tremendous knowledge, part of what he does on a daily basis is be a consultant to many of the top-notch organizations. And tonight, at the request of HumanWare, Larry has been chosen to be our guest speaker. And Larry, truly, it is a pleasure for us to introduce you to this wonderful audience. And now the microphone is yours.
Well, thank you very much. My name is Larry Lewis, and thanks for that great introduction, Pat. And it's humbling to see the list of growing attendees and so forth. I have a quick question for you folks, and I'm going to unlock the microphone. First, a comment and a question. Firstly, I'm getting percentages spoken in my ear as I speak, and I don't know if that's something that I can disable, but it's a little bit distracting. I'll turn off the mic, and if somebody can help me out with that and let me know what I'm doing or could be doing to stop. I'm using JAWS 8 right now, and it's a little distracting.
Yeah, this is Rob Turner. You can stop it temporarily. Just go to the verbosity menu and type a P for progress bar and hit the space bar, and that'll turn it off, at least just for this session. It's more complicated to do it permanently.
And Larry, if you could do, I think it's an Alt-J, and bring your mic down a little bit. You may be at 10 with the left arrow, with the four-pack, left arrow down to 8 or 9. Just you're like I am. You have a good, strong voice, and I'm sure you'll be heard. We'll let you know, but we didn't get to check on that. We should have before the session. I apologize.
And I'll also try to use my inside voice. anyway, I'll try not to speak too loudly. And again, it's very thanks much for that tip. The problem seems to have rectified itself and so on. And so I'm very glad to be here. And as I said, it was quite humbling. I came on about 5 minutes ago and saw the list start to grow tremendously with people coming on. I see Spiro and Wally and Joanne and a number of my friends online, and I really appreciate the attendance. It's Monday evening, and I'm sure there's lots of things that you folks could be doing, and it means a lot to me that you were able to come on board and listen to what I have to say about some exciting technology that we have to talk about today. A little bit about me, and we'll get the boring stuff done first. My name is Larry, and I do know many of you from various conferences and from traveling around the country. I've worked for HumanWare in the past. I've also had some stints with some other companies, and a few months ago I thought it might be nice to actually start my own company, and I have a number of different projects going on right now, one of which is working with HumanWare and Code Factory as it relates to really helping them position their portable Braille displays with Mobile Speak Pocket. As you know, HumanWare was appointed the exclusive distributor of Mobile Speak Pocket in all English-speaking countries last year, and I think that that's a tremendous opportunity for HumanWare, I think, as well as for Code Factory, and I think it's a matter of how do we position this new emerging technology so that it can complement the current technologies that HumanWare has. And from a user standpoint, I think it makes sense because it allows people to really maximize the usage of their current hardware, and we'll be getting into that in a little bit as it relates to us Braille readers. You should also know about me I am congenitally blind and have been a Braille reader for a long time. And Braille is very meaningful to me in that it's really my gateway to literacy. It's what's made it possible for me to be successful in a number of educational pursuits as well as in a number of different vocational interests and so forth. And I wake up every day very grateful that I had people in my life who really advocated that those skills be taught to me at a very early age. And so enough about me. What I'd like to do tonight, and I'm going to open the mic for some preliminary questions, what I would like to do is discuss Mobile Speak Pocket, what it is, why it's important, how it's beneficial to us as customers, and then I would like to give you folks a tour of Mobile Speak Pocket, how to use it, how it's set up. We'll work on a Dell Axon PDA, which is the PDA that HumanWare is selling at this time. And we'll talk about not just features of Mobile Speak Pocket, but I actually want to take you into how I would use Mobile Speak Pocket or how I use Mobile Speak Pocket on my PDA, some of the time in conjunction with Braille, some of the time not. And then I'd like to open it up for questions. So I'd like to give you folks some preliminary time just to ask anything that you need to ask. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to lock the mic, and I'd like to get through the presentation. We should take 45 minutes to an hour, depending on how quickly I talk. And then I would like to open it up for questions. So I'm going to unlock the mic for any last-minute questions before I lock it down and get started on this.
Good evening, Larry. This is Rob from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Mobile Speak, I know you'll tell us what it is in a few moments. Could you also begin, or maybe some time of question, I'm sure you will, the price and... I'm sure, you know, there's so many things. Can I use Mobile Speak in any PDA at all? So that's just a couple questions. How much? Can I use it in any PDA? And, well, I'm sure you'll tell us all about what it truly does and where you can use it.
Larry, you also might want to adjust your microphone, turn it down a bit.
And to do that, I want to hit Alt-J. Is that it?
Yes,
Alt-J, and then left arrow. Bring it down from 10. It's probably at 10.
Okay, is this any better?
Much better.
Yes, it is.
Much better.
Okay, thank you, Larry. It's much better.
Yeah, it's much better.
Okay, well, then I'm going to get started and talk to you a little bit about Mobile Speak Pocket. Let's first talk about how I became introduced to Mobile Speak Pocket. As you know, I've worked for a couple of different companies in this industry, and a couple of years ago, actually February of 2005, I was privileged enough to be in Barcelona, Spain, visiting the folks at Code Factory, which is a software development company that actually has its roots in mainstream technology as far as developing mainstream applications and so forth. They're a very flexible, nimble company as far as not having very many staff on board, and the advantage to that is they can move very quickly. The staff who they do have are very talented, as you'll see in the products that they have released over the past couple of years. And so, as I said in their office a couple of years ago, they, after signing all the necessary papers and so forth, brought out a handheld PDA. And I don't remember which kind it was at the time. It might have been an HP iPad of sorts or whatever. And they handed it to me. And they proceeded to show me how they were developing a means by which persons who are blind could use this off-the-shelf hardware in a handheld device that costs hundreds of dollars. And it was very ingenious how they had created a method by which they could access the screen and so forth. So have been around, have followed Mobile Speak Pocket from the beginning prior to Mobile Speak Pocket being released. Was involved with selling the Mobile Speak Symbian cell phone package when I worked for Optilec and so forth, and which is still a viable solution and so forth. We are going to be focusing on Mobile Speak Pocket tonight, but my point is this company has a track record, has established itself over a period of time, a very short period of time, of having a track record of getting good products to market in a very timely fashion at a very acceptable price point for the end user. And we will talk about price being a tried and true sales guy. I often save price to the end just to keep everybody sitting on pins and needles and so forth, but we will cover price before the question and answer session. So what we will talk about today primarily is Mobile Speak Pocket. Sitting in front of me on my desk right here is a Mobile Speak equipped PDA. It's a Dell Axon, and it's running Windows Mobile 5, or for those people who call it Windows Mobile 2005. It's running, at this stage, the latest Windows Pocket operating system that you can have on a device. I know this will be a question, so I'll go ahead and address it. I know Windows Mobile 6 is right around the corner, and rest assured that Code Factory already has a strategy in place for dealing with that operating system upgrade and so forth. So I think that's another thing that's exciting about this technology is it's given us access to hundreds of different types of products, and as those products evolve, much like a screen reader evolves when you move operating systems on a desktop, this software will migrate with you to other types of platforms in the coming months and years. So I have this PDA in front of me, and for those of you who have not seen a PDA, it could fit in the pocket of your dress shirt if you're a man, and if you are a woman, it would comfortably fit in the front pocket of a purse. PDAs traditionally are used by sighted individuals to perform a number of the tasks that we as blind individuals have used note takers to perform for about the past 20 years. I go back all the way to the VersaBraille in the early 80s and the Braille and Speak Classic, and of course was involved in the initial Braille Note launch and so forth, and have used note takers for quite some time, and I know that many of you on the list have done so as well. And they're great. You're able to carry them around. You're able to perform a number of different types of tasks. It really hasn't been up until maybe the past 7 or 8 years that this has evolved for people who have vision. And I always joke a lot of times with my sighted colleagues, I still see a lot of folks grabbing for notepads, scribbling down on paper, and so forth. So this is a very new, fresh idea for those who are sighted. And for those who are not, it's old hat. We know that portability, task completion, and all of that stuff is really important. I think the primary fundamental difference that you need to understand between a traditional blindness-developed note taker and a PDA is that we have, rightfully so, because of price points and so forth, put a lot of expectations on hardware manufacturers to make a blindness-oriented note-taker do lots and lots and lots of different things. I mean, when you're spending thousands of dollars, and having spent thousands of dollars of my own money to buy things, I get it and I understand that that's just the expectation that is out there. When you have a device that costs hundreds of dollars and that is made, you know, millions are made per year and so forth as far as units, you're going to have lots of different types of tools at your disposal. Some will do some things, some will do other things. You will also have a great reliance on a PC if you use one of these devices. These devices, these PDAs, these cell phones, while you can do specific tasks with them, especially with your cell phone as far as talking and so forth, they're not designed for task completion independent of a computer. I liken a PDA to a companion to a computer. It's not a computer for the blind. It's not a note taker designed for the blind. It's, in fact, an off-the-shelf companion for your pocket PC. And prior to this session, I synchronized my PDA with my computer so that I can show you some things as it relates to how I use a PDA. So I want to make that distinction first. If you're looking for a product outside of cell phone usage, obviously, where you know, talking on a cell phone and caller ID and things aren't really PC specific. If you're looking for a standalone device to keep track of things, to organize yourself and so on, going against my grain as a salesperson, this product would really not be for you. If you're a PC user, a strong Windows user, and if you're an individual who wants portability, if you're an individual who wants lots of different gadgets to do lots of different tasks and keep in step with your sighted colleagues and friends and so forth, then this would be a product designed specifically for you. So What I would like to do first is talk to you about the layout of a PDA, and most PDAs have a similar type layout. You're obviously going to have some deviations in the buttons and so forth. But I'm holding the PDA in front of me, and towards the top of this PDA, there's an on-off button, which we'll turn on in just a moment. I'll also be using some speakers for better volume and amplification as it relates to this presentation. I have a screen, and below the screen, I have a series of hardware buttons. In the middle bottom of the PDA, below the screen, I have a joystick that moves up, down, left, and right, and then there's a small round button in the middle that I can press. Is kind of like a select or an enter button. There are other buttons on the PDA that can do a variety of different things depending on the application. What Code Factory has done is they have taken over the buttons on the PDA to make some blindness-specific keystrokes that we're all familiar with sort of simulate movements that we would use on the PDA. If we could see, we would use a very pointy, long device called a stylus, and we would tap the screen, and things would happen. Menus would open, and so forth. Code Factory uses these series of hardware buttons, and they assign them to keys that we understand. We have a tab key, an alt key, our joystick, a control key, and a shift key. And when we hit different combinations of these keys, lots of things happen. And we'll get into what those things are. I'm not going to expect you to remember everything, but I think you'll see by the end of the session how easy it is. They also take advantage of the screen, and I heard a lady speaking about the screen prior to me coming on with the presentation. The screen is divided into four quadrants. We have quadrant one in the upper left-hand corner of our PDA, quadrant two in the upper right corner, quadrant three moving clockwise in the lower right corner, and then quadrant four in the lower left corner. And those quadrants can be assigned to what are called virtual buttons. They're not actual buttons that we can press in, but if we tap the screen on one of those given quadrants, sometimes in conjunction with hardware keys, lots of things are going to happen. And again, we'll talk into what those types of things are. We can tap it once, we can tap it twice, or we can tap it one long time to actually get three different functions out of one quadrant of the screen. MobileSpeak Pocket runs on hundreds of PDAs and cell phones that run the Windows Mobile 5 operating system. And for specific PDA lists, as well as cell phone lists and so forth, as far as which carrier to use and so forth, and we can open this up in the question and answer session, you can go to www.codefactory.es, select MobileSpeak Pocket, and as the first link, and then you should be able to look for device compatibility list. I know that some work is being done also on the HumanWare site so that links automatically to that device compatibility list as that list changes all the time. So I think that's very exciting for those who just want a handheld PDA. Great, there's plenty of HPs and Dells and so forth. But for those who also want cellular phone access along with a very robust PDA option, there are plenty of carriers out there. The exciting thing is prior to this, you basically had to use T-Mobile and Singular. Not that there's anything wrong with any of those companies or either of those companies, but it's kind of nice to have choice. And so now you have Sprint and Verizon and all these other companies that make Windows Mobile phones running the Windows Mobile operating system. The last thing I'll say before I actually get into the demonstration is please keep in mind that we're dealing with Windows Mobile. We're not dealing with Windows XP or Windows Vista. We are dealing with its mobile counterpart or its mobile baby brother. So when we do certain things today, I'm not going to tell you that it's like using a PC. There are some PC elements that Code Factory tie into the program because they know how persons who are blind use technology on a PC and they want to create an element of familiarity. But this little 5-ounce product that I have in my hand cannot do, and it's not supposed to do, everything that my Windows XP machine can do. And I think that is the distinguishing factor, as I touched upon earlier. We're not cramming a lot onto this device. We're basically providing you access to what's already on the device, and that's what's exciting. So the first thing that I want to do is I want to unlock my PDA. I'm going to just flip this little switch down, and I'm going to turn on my PDA by pressing the on button. And I want to make sure, speaker-wise, that I'm not blowing you guys away.
Monday, March 12th,
2007. I need to turn that down. Just a
little bit. There we go. Oh, no, Larry, please.
Keep turning it down.
No unread messages.
What I'm doing right now is just reading my today screen.
Oh, no, Larry, please.
And I'm going to assume, I'm going to unlock the mic just momentarily.
Monday, March 12th, 2007, 8:20 p.m.
1%.
Okay, so I didn't hear any objections, so I'm going to assume that this is okay. So what I'd like to do now is take you into the first thing that you're going to hear when you get a MobileSpeak equipped PDA, which you can get from Humanware. Right now they're selling the Dells, but then again, if you wanted MobileSpeak Pocket, you could simply download it from the Code Factory site onto your PDA or cell phone of choice. And let me take you into what is going to happen when that when that initially pops up. Incidentally, we're using the backtalk speech right now, which many of you have heard of. It's called Phonics now. We'll talk about some other options in just a moment as far as speech. So you would not normally hear all this.
Audio, phone, games, device manager, start wizard.
I'm going to go into a start wizard right now. And what the start wizard does is it pretty much gives you, when you turn your PDA on or when you install MobileSpeak Pocket, it gives you 9 screens that you can go through, which really gets you started as far as how do I use this product and what am I doing with this product and how can I effectively explore this product and learn how to use it.
Enter Start Wizard. Welcome to MobileSpeak Pocket, 1 of 9. Thank you for choosing MobileSpeak Pocket, the powerful screen reader for your Pocket PC device. This wizard will introduce you to the key features of MobileSpeak Pocket. To exit this wizard, double tap on the screen. Use the left and right arrow keys located under the screen to move to the previous and next page. To repeat the contents of any page, press the enter key located in the middle of the arrow keys. Press the right arrow key to move to the next page.
And so that's the introduction. And so I have 9 different pages that I'm not going to make us all listen to right now. But if I move through these pages by pressing the right arrow on my joystick, it's going to acclimate me to the PDA. It's going to acclimate me to these 4 virtual buttons on the screen, how the screen is divided up. I'll just take you through some of it. So we have our hardware function keys.
Basic functions. Virtual function keys.
Our virtual function keys.
Input methods.
We'll talk about that.
Control panel 6 of 9 MobileSpeak Pocket.
MobileSpeak Pocket control panel.
Scripting language support 7 of 9.
For off-the-shelf applications, we have a scripting application.
Other features, 8 of 9.
And finally,
you are now ready. 9 of 9, the entire Code Factory team wishes you a pleasant experience using MobileSpeak Pocket. We recommend that you check out our website at www.
I'm going to double tap to close that.
Control panel window.
And double tap again.
Start with today's screen, left soft calendars, right soft contacts.
So that's a very nice feature. It gets the user acclimated. Had I allowed all those pages to be read, it would be a little tutorial to get you started. And that's a very nice out-of-the-box type feeling when you turn on something or when you install something and you're immediately taken into a tutorial, which you have the right to exit just by double tapping on the screen quickly. So I closed out of that, and the first thing that comes up is my today's screen. Our today's screen is sort of what keeps us all together on a PDA. It lets us know the date, the time. It lets us know if we have anything to do, and it lets us know a lot of things. So before we explore the today's screen, though, I'd like to just take you into one more help feature before we get going. There is a keyboard help mode on this device, and if I press my Alt key, which is my second button from the left, if I press that 4 times very quickly, I'm going to go into a help mode.
Command help mode on. press this command modifier key 4 times quickly to exit this mode.
So it also tells you how to get out of it, which is a good thing. So now I can press my tab key.
Tab moves to the next control in the dialog or the next link on the web page. Focuses on the tuber if it's visible in the application.
And I'm going to interrupt this.
Alt.
Our Alt key.
Read from top command. Read from the
I'm
start.
Pressing my joystick up.
Down arrow moves.
My joystick
to the next
down.
Left arrow moves to
my
the
joystick left.
Chair. Right arrow moves to the next character control.
My control key.
Shift.
In my shift key. So if I'm pressing tab to move forward through a control, like on a web page, obviously shift tab is going to move me back. And so they've made it very keyboard friendly. Again, a sighted person would be tapping on icons, opening and closing things, would not be thinking in terms of keystrokes, but because we don't have that luxury, Code Factory has made it very nice for us to be able to accomplish these things. Now, if I were to tap my screen in the four different buttons, you can see how if I tap my virtual button one, the upper left corner, once.
Shift off. Shift toggles the MSP shift command modifier on or off. Refocus command. Reads the line of text, list item, or control currently in focus.
If I hit double tap on my button one,
start menu command.
It's going to bring up my start menu.
Start menu wherever focus is.
If I tap my button 2 on the screen, in my right corner of the screen.
Read status command. Read status information such as battery level.
It's going to let me know my battery status, my Bluetooth is on, and so
upcoming
forth.
Upcoming appointments and more.
I'm going to double tap my button 2. Brings me to my taskbar. Allows me to see what programs are open. And again, I can arrow through those programs and minimize and maximize them. Perform a number of your Windows commands. I'm going to get out of help by pressing Alt 4 times.
Alt. This modifier key pressed 4 times within 10 seconds enters or exits command help mode. Exiting now.
So the PDA that I have has lots of interesting things on it. We have Bluetooth capability, which I'm going to be demonstrating momentarily. We also have wireless capability. Time permitting, I'm going to take you on to the wireless network, do a little web browsing, but we do have lots to cover. So we'll see what we can do. So we have a Today screen, and I started to explore that a little bit earlier.
Monday, March 12th, 2007, 8:28 p.m.
I see that time's slipping away quickly, so I got to keep moving.
Owner Larry Lewis.
And I see that I'm the owner of this PDA, which you can set up initially when you get this PDA.
No unread messages.
I see that I have no unread messages in my inbox. I'm just down arrowing.
One active task, one high priority.
And I see that I have one active task, and it's a high priority. So I'm going to click on that joystick and see what could that active task be. Incidentally, all of the information that's on my PDA, from contacts to email to appointments to tasks to my favorites to files, they're all synchronized from my PC and vice versa. If I have information on my PDA that I want to share with my PC, all I do is connect the USB cable to the PC and to the PDA. You could also do this Bluetooth. Use Microsoft Active Sync, which is a free Microsoft client that allows you to share information between products, and I basically am able to keep what I like to call, it's a little technical sounding, but I call it one source of truth. The information that I have on my PC and my PDA are interchangeable, and anytime a change is made using the PC or the PDA, that's reflected on the other device. And I think that's one of the refreshing things that happens with these PDAs that may not always happen with note takers is that you always have this information at your disposal. So I'm going to click on this task with my joystick. And
tasks window list, MSP online demo not checked, left soft complete, right soft menu.
So I see that I have an MSP online demo and it's not checked, which is not good. I want to check that to bring that into focus.
MSP online demo checked.
And you heard left soft complete, right soft menu. For those of you who have used Talks or Mobile Speak in the past on a Symbian phone, you're familiar that your phone has a left soft button and a right soft button to the left and right of the joystick. we have some virtual left and right soft buttons on these PDAs that if I were using a stylus and I could see, I would tap and bring up a specific menu or a shortcut or what have you. So if I want to read what these left and right soft buttons can do, I'm going to hit my Alt, tap three twice.
Left soft activate, right soft menu.
So let's see. We're going to activate this task, obviously, because I am doing it.
Alt.
I'm going to go to menu.
New task.
I could create a new task.
Beam task.
I could actually beam this task to my sighted friend, sighted colleague, instructor, coworker, what have you. I could beam it to their PDA, their cell phone, or if their PC had Bluetooth capability, I could actually beam this task to their PC, and they would be able to see what I'm doing or what my appointments are for the day or what have you.
Delete task. Edit submenu.
I could obviously edit this task if I wanted to change the time.
Options. Sort by submenu. New task.
So I'm going to close out of this.
Today's screen, left soft calendar, right soft calendar.
And close out of that because I don't want to really delete that task until I'm done. I'm not beaming it to anyone. But again, you heard left and right soft again. My today's screen. Yes, my today's screen will let me read everything that I need to be doing, my email messages, etc., but it also gives me some shortcuts into things like my calendar and my contacts.
Alt. Left soft calendar, right soft contacts.
So my Alt left tap can bring me into my calendar. My Alt right tap can bring me into contacts.
Alt.
I'll go into my calendar.
Monday, agenda view, Monday, March 12th. 2007, one appointment.
So I have one appointment today because it's towards the end of the day.
Enter. 800 p.m. on 3/12/2007 online. MSP online demonstration. Left soft edit, right soft menu.
And again, I have my edit and I have my menu here. And I'm able to do lots of the same things. Edit, delete, beam, and all those different types of things. And I know this because I heard that I have soft keys and I can always go back and I can review those. I don't want to do that yet because I want to keep going and I want to start to introduce you to Braille and so forth. So I'm going to close this by tapping my button 4, my lower left corner twice, which is like my Alt F4 on a computer.
List, agenda view, Monday, March
12th. Tap again.
Today's screen, left soft calendar, right soft contact.
And I always like to advise new users to stick to that today's screen. It's kind of like your desktop on a PC. Sort of use it as a going back to point. You know, where do I want to go back to if I've got so many windows open and so forth? Just close them all out, relax, and get back to your today's screen. Let's talk a little bit about Braille. Which, this is great. I can carry this in my shirt pocket. I can have a Bluetooth headset. Obviously, I wouldn't be rigged up with all these speakers and so forth if I wasn't doing a demonstration. But sometimes speech isn't enough for me. In fact, most times speech isn't enough for me. So I would like to show you how we have worked with Code Factory to implement Braille support for our Braille displays at HumanWare. And Code Factory, once again, has done a phenomenal job in a very quick time frame of actually implementing not just grade 1 or computer Braille, but also grade 2 input and output, and has just done a fantastic job. So there are two types of Braille displays that HumanWare manufactures. Obviously, we all know about the Braille Note, and I think we're going to use the Braille Note tonight just because there's one readily accessible and easy to connect to this PDA. But we also have unveiled the Braille Connect series of Braille displays, which are wireless USB Braille displays that also do not have any onboard functionality as far as intelligence or software like KeySoft and so forth. For all intents and purposes, they're Braille input-output devices, and they also work quite well with these types of products. I think the exciting thing that the Braille gives to HumanWare especially is this PDA stuff is really tough for a lot of folks to get. We're so accustomed to note takers and so forth that I think what this Braille Note, Braille Connect relationship does for persons who are interested in the PDA is instead of focusing on screen taps and different things like that, now we can think in terms of utilizing note taker commands to do the same type of things. We made the commands very consistent across the board so that, A, tech support wouldn't be overburdened with lots and lots of support with different types of commands to support and so forth, and B, you know, we might have a user who has a Braille note today and might want a Braille Connect tomorrow as it relates to desktop access and so forth, because with the Braille Connect series of Braille displays, we have a 12, we have a 32, and we have a 40-cell display that are now shipping. For many of you who have seen the Brilliant line of Braille displays, they're the Brilliant with an 8-key Braille keyboard on the 32 and 40-cell models and a 6-key keyboard on the 12-cell model. They have just probably, arguably, I would say they're the best industrial design products that I have seen from a hardware standpoint. They're very sleek, very small, and they just feel good to touch. A lot of times you spend money on a product and it's all plasticky and so forth. This is very solid, and these Braille displays fit very nicely in pockets, to purses, to the front case of a laptop and so forth, and they all work with the Mobile Speak equipped PDA. So I have my today screen. I'm going to press my tab key.
Great. There's some DL key.
And what this is saying is BT icon. It doesn't sound like it, but trust me. It says BT icon, DLG for dialogue. I'm going to turn my Bluetooth on by clicking on my joystick, tabbing.
Turn on Bluetooth, checkbox not checked.
I'm going to check that.
Checked. Make this device discoverable to other devices, checkbox not checked.
And I'm going to check that so other devices can see it. And I'm going to close that dialogue box. Now, I'm going to quickly, on my Braille note, slow it down and turn it up, first of all. I'm going to go to my options menu. I'm going to press C for connectivity. I'm going to press B for Bluetooth. And I'm going to press Enter. I'm not going to search for devices because I've already paired my Braille note with my PDA. If you hadn't, you would need to do that, and there's instructions on how to do that. I'm going to go to Larry Lewis and press Enter. I'm going to press Enter on ActiveSync because I want to use ActiveSync not just as a file sharing service, but I also want to use it as a way to connect to my device to also receive information from it in Braille and also be able to write in Braille. And I'm going to press A for Activate Active Sync. And now I'm going to go to my main menu. I'm going to press T for Terminal for Screen Reader. And I'm going to press Enter on Bluetooth. And I'm going to press Enter on Larry Lewis. And I get the little beep that says I'm in Braille Terminal mode. Now I'm going to switch to my PDA. I'm going to press Alt Tap 1.
MSP Braille ready.
And it says MSP Braille ready. Now, in a real life situation, my speech would probably be off, and that PDA would probably, in all likelihood, be in my jacket pocket. And I would have either my Braille note or my Braille Connect available just on my lap and doing all of my work in Braille. It's just the sort of user that I am. I see MSP Braille ready, and it's spelled out in grade 1. And while that may be cool for Europe, and no disrespect to any European customers who might be up in the middle of the night listening to this, I'm going to press space with G.
Grade 1. Grade 2.
And I now have grade 2 Braille, and I can use my thumb keys.
2007, 8:39 p.m.
And now I see TD with a cursor under it for today, Monday, March 12, 2007, 8:39. I can use my thumb keys and so forth. Now, instead of doing things like tapping and so forth, I can, not that there's anything wrong with doing that when you want to be portable, but now I can do things like press an ST sign on my Braille Connect or a space ST.
Okay.
And I've opened up my start menu. And now I can thumb key down or cord 4 down.
Calendar, contact,
home. And I'm going through my start menu.
Messaging, Windows Media. Mobile Speak Pocket. File Explorer. Excel Mobile.
And I'm going to Excel Mobile because I use Excel a whole lot.
Excel Mobile Window List 2007 Expense for 1/23/07.
And one of the things that I use Excel for is expenses. Because when you're working for yourself, it's very important to get reimbursed for expenses as well as get paid, which is a good thing.
2007 plus expenses, 438.
So without divulging too much of how I travel, I'll take you into the Larry Lewis March Humanware Expense 4.
Enter A1 left soft view, right soft menu.
So what I have here is A1 on the screen, and now I can use my thumb keys on my note taker or on my Braille display.
B1.
To move by coordinate.
C1. E1.
And I'm going to scroll back, and I'm going to move down.
A2. A3. Data 4.
So I see date. It's A4.
Auto start E4.
Auto and taxis.
Airfare
is C4, and I'm moving across
meals
here.
C4.
Meals, which is fairly large on my expense forms usually.
Lodging E4.
Lodging.
Supplies F4.
And I'm able to see all of these, much like I would use Excel on a PC.
B4.
And I can move down if I go
auto start B4. Airfare C4.
Over to the first meal. I'm going to now scroll down.
D5. D6. 41.67 D7.
So I see that my first meal was $41.67, and I took a customer out last week, and what can I say? It was a cheap date.
E7.
And so I can move over here.
E7, H7, I7 equals 41.67 J7.
And then I can move over here.
Dinner for Larry Lewis and Rachel Baylor K7.
And I just gave away my secret, who I had dinner with last week. I can add my receipts in Excel on my PDA, and as I synchronize back to my PC, my expenses will be updated. So I think you can begin to see how this is a productivity tool, a companion tool for my companion, or for my PC. Rather than getting out my laptop or writing down a note on my note taker and so forth, I'm interacting in real time with these applications, with Excel formulas and so forth. And I'm able to do these different types of things that a sighted businessman or businesswoman will be able to do. I'm going to give you a sneak peek of something that's not released yet, but it is another application that many of us have been lobbying for.
Excel Mobile Window List. Today's screen, left soft calendar.
And we're going to go back to start.
Contacts, home, internet messaging, Windows Meet, Excel Mobile, Mobile Speak Pocket. File Explorer, MSPF, Word Mobile, Programs.
I'm going to click this in here because I thought the
program
was actually...
Programs, Window, List, Excel Mobile, File Mobile Speak...
And just did our start menu.
MSPF, Notes, Pictures, and Pocket MSX, PowerPoint Mobile.
PowerPoint Mobile. This is currently not released yet and will be up for beta testing very soon.
Enter PowerPoint Mobile.
I think
PowerPoint Mobile Window List, CSUN Windows Mobile 73182M Left Soft Open.
This is a CSUN PowerPoint presentation that Code Factory made last year that I have. I think Code Factory is probably getting tired of me complaining about not having PowerPoint, so I think it was pretty straightforward for them to do. What I'm going to do now is pretty much click on this PowerPoint presentation.
Enter CSUN Windows Mobile 73182M.
And so I'll open this up. It does take a little while because it's a fairly large PowerPoint application.
Accessibility.
And I see this on my Braille display too. Now, if I just move pretty much my arrow keys, I can move slide to slide and actually read this. And I use...
Quote Code Factory SL was founded in 1998 and is one of the leading G developers.
And I'm going to keep going through these slides.
Power.
And again, it will take, depending on your processor speed and so forth, you will have slides that you can... keep going through and so forth. I can move backwards by slides, and I can move forward by slides.
Solutions for mobile phones and desk view. can find applications that are compatible.
I can also stop the speech. I can also read it in Braille. I can also press space with you to turn my speech off.
Mute on.
And so now I have the mute on, and so now I'm able to scroll. I'm able to actually give a presentation by reading these slides in Braille, by not necessarily having my laptop hooked up, and maybe connect it to a projector would be a real-life application for how I would use that.
Mute off.
I'll give you...
I'll
give you the mute off, since the mute on would be a pretty lousy demo for those of you who are listening. I can press X or space X to close. So I'm going to close this. And I'm going to keep pressing space X again. Again, you are dealing with different operating system, and you are dealing with a smaller device than a PC. And I may have actually just had a little bit of a lockup, speaking of beta software, but that's okay.
Our graphics. Our software solutions for mobile phones and SU.
Just going to close out of this.
And find applications that are compatible with either the Symbian platform or the Windows CE operating system.
And it'll give you lots of different types of information. So I'm just closing out of this again. And I'm actually going to turn my Braille display off because I know that we are getting a little bit short on time right now, and there's a couple of other things that I want to cover. So those are some of the work types of things that I like to do using Mobile Speak Pocket, and I'm just going to reset this. I also did not mention to you that there are a couple of different speech options. I'm just going to quickly reset my PDA so we can do a couple of other tasks. And I'd like to switch to those speech options in just a moment. You've been listening to Phonics right now. I'm listening to Eloquence in my earphone as I say that. And we do have a couple of other speech options for you. We have Loquendo speech engines, which sounds better, sounds a little more human-like. I'm just going to switch speakers here. But maybe it's not as responsive or as quick as what you might be accustomed to with Eloquence or DeckTalk. So here is Susan.
Welcome to Mobile Speak Pocket, 1 of 9. Thank you for choosing Mobile Speak Pocket, the powerful screen reader for your pocket PC device. This wizard will guide you through the most important features of Mobile Speak.
So it's very human sounding, but when you're opening and closing things, it can just be a little slower unless you have a really fast processor in your PDA.
To repeat the concepts of
Eloquence. I'm going to close that. And we're going to go back and listen to Dave, give the man equal share.
Thank you for choosing Mobile Speak Pocket, the powerful screen reader for your pocket PC device. This wizard will guide you through the most important features of Mobile Speak Pocket. To exit this wizard, double tap on the screen. Use the left and right arrow keys located under the screen to move between pages. To repeat the contents of any page, press the enter key located in the middle of the arrow key.
And so we have back. So that gives you just an idea of some flavors of speech that you can choose from. And I am going to plug back in headphones, and we're back in business. So probably the last thing that I wanted to cover with you is the... Hang on just a moment. There we go. Okay, I think we're in business. And wow, I just looked at the list. There's 85 people. What a big crowd. Anyway, probably the last thing that we're going to be able to cover before I open it up into questions is Windows Media Player. There are some other things that I wanted to cover. I'll just take you very quickly.
Monday, March 12, 2007, 8:49 p.m.
Owner Larry Lewis. I do read email quite a bit with this. I'm going to click on here. Because I synchronized my email.
The email window list, not downloaded, thestreet.com after the broadcast on subprint Siren, California.
And it belonged to thestreet.com.
Not downloaded.
And I also subscribed to the Wall Street Journal for my morning paper and so forth. And so I can read all those types of things. The nice thing about if I go into a you know, like thestreet.com, I can actually click on links and actually read the stories from right in the email, just like if you're using a PC.
Link Larry Lewis, CC, send, //073080, link
thestreet. So I can click right and go to thestreet.com if I wanted to bypass this email and just go to that website and so forth. I do have a wireless connection set up here as well as my favorite coffee shop. It's a nice time just to take your PDA with you. Bluetooth set of headphones, and away you go. But I did want to touch on email. So probably the last thing that we will do, with it being 10 to 9 and all, everybody likes music. Maybe even just a little, but everybody likes music. So we do have a media player, access to the latest media player on here.
Messaging, Windows Media. Mobile speak,
and I'm going to take us into through our file explorer because I have all kinds of goofy stuff
file
set up in my media player.
My picture, templates,
human recipe, and I will wake everybody up here, I think.
Enter, keep away, /12/07.
Listen to some what I call angry blind music for those of you who are music aficionados. So we'll bring that up. And we can have all kinds of fun. Who says you have to just listen to books, right? And if you haven't seen Godsmack in concert, they're a great show. Anyway, you can move backwards, rewind. You can move forward by hitting my right arrow. You can move track to track. And I'm probably bothering a lot of people with this, so I should probably make it short. Anyway. I won't close that. And it won't stop. It's possessed. We'll have to reset it. There's nothing else we can do but reset. I tell you, sometimes this music just takes over your PDA. Anyway, all kidding aside, and have to make these presentations a little fun, right? And it's very nice to be able to lock the mic, too. So anyway, I'm resetting the PDA, and I will close by saying this technology, in my opinion, it doesn't really negate the use for note takers. What it does is it can complement it. It can give you access for hundreds of dollars to what your sighted friends, family, work associates, employees, employers, students are using. I think the advantage of Braille and so forth is this, I'm going to stop this, is just tremendous because, again, sometimes speech isn't enough for some of us. For some of us who don't know Braille or who have no inclination to learn it, maybe you've learned it later on in life, you know, speech is enough. And I, again, with only an hour for the demonstration and so forth, there are two different types of modes of input. You can use two different simulated keyboards on the PDA. You can actually use your joystick to scroll up and down and click on letters, click on numbers, and so forth. And you can also use the screen of the PDA almost like a QWERTY keyboard where you're sliding your fingers across the keys on the PDA and it's speaking to you and you lift your finger up and it inserts inserts the letter respectively. If you text message on a phone, you know what I mean. It's not pretty. You're not going to write the next Pulitzer Prize using it, but it does work. It also works with a host of foldable keyboards. Human learning those cells to think outside. I know the HP devices often come with HP keyboards that are built into the product and so forth. So you have external keyboard options. You have built-in internal keyboard options that Code Factory has made available. And for us Braille aficionados, you also have Braille input and output. I'll also say that as far as QWERTY input on a Braille note, we needed to get the Braille right first. I think now that that's happened and is happening, improvements are being made. We're looking at a May release for QWERTY input. We want to make sure that we can take the Braille note keyboard that's QWERTY and map as much functionality to those keys as possible. My goal with using this technology and working with this technology is if I'm going to use a Braille display, I don't want to take my hands off the Braille display to move back to the PDA. I want to be as hands-free with the PDA as possible. So that's sort of how we're measuring the whole effort. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be working with HumanWare and with Code Factory with this sort of technology. It's the types of things that I've wanted to do over the past couple of years. I feel now that the market is ready. I feel that I have some excellent products to work with as it relates to the Braille Connect product line. It is phenomenal Braille display line, and I have been a part of working with Braille displays for a while and have sold a fair share of them too. And this Braille Connect line of Braille displays, it's so portable, it's so just fantastic to use. Couple that with a tremendous note taker like the Braille Note, and being able to expand some of the functionality, being able to connect and control different devices. You can see where there's lots of different flexibility and options. And with flexibility and product options comes a little bit of confusion, and I think that's why it's important to have sessions like we're having tonight. Price, I said I always like to save that to the end. MobileSpeak Pocket costs $595, and if you have MobileSpeak Pocket on a PDA now, and you can prove it, and if you move to another PDA, you can upgrade that PDA for a nominal fee. If you have broken your PDA or your PDA is rendered not workable, then as long as you can provide the necessary proof to HumanWare or your local HumanWare distributor, Code Factory and HumanWare will take care of you. So obviously if it's a user break that may not fall under those guidelines, but if your PDA is obviously not working and you get a PDA that is, or you get that PDA replaced, and if you have faxed confirmation and so forth from the supplier and so forth, you're able to do that. HumanWare is running a number of specials right now on these Dell wireless PDAs, and I would encourage you to contact your local HumanWare sales representative, because I don't know what current inventory levels are today, and I would hate to tell you that something's available when it might be sold out and they might be updating the new PDAs. I know people will ask about cell phones, and so I'm going to just answer that question right now. HumanWare at this stage is not in the business of providing cell phones. What you would do is go to the Code Factory list, go to your local cell phone provider. You would then be able to try the software on a given cell phone. Code Factory does have a 30-day trial license, and so you could install that at no cost to you, try that on a given cell phone before you make a purchase. At this stage, it just doesn't make sense with as many providers that are out there and as quickly as cell phone changes. It doesn't make sense for HumanWare necessarily to bundle those cell phones at this time. So I did want to handle that question before it was asked. It's exciting stuff. It's new ways for you to make your Braille Note do some things that it couldn't do on its own. It's also a good time if you're in the market for a Braille display, if you're in a work situation and you need access to both your desktop and your portable PDA. The Braille Connect 40 lists for $49.95. The Braille Connect 32, which is a really excellent design, we just started shipping those, lists for $39.95. And the Braille Connect 12, which is really, really, really small, and if you're in the pocket-sized Braille, costs $19.95. So lots of great options, and I can't believe that almost an hour has gone by, and there are people still listening to me. At this stage, I need to just take a little bit of a break, open the mic, and why don't we take some questions?
Okay, state your name and ask Larry your questions, please, and let's give him a chance to respond.
This is Debbie Bach. I'm wondering what brand of Bluetooth headset you use.
So I use a Motorola, just a Motorola Bluetooth headset. It sits on your ear and it flips open. And you can also talk into it as well. It's made for cell phones, but it fits over one ear. There are lots out there. The one thing that you have to know about Bluetooth headsets is that you have to pair them before they'll work. You just can't open them up and turn them on, and they're going to work with a specific device. Otherwise, they'd be connecting to everything. So what you need to do is you need to make sure that the Bluetooth headset is discoverable. And what I mean by that is so that other devices can discover or see it to typically you have to hold in a combination of buttons. And then when the other device sees the Bluetooth headset, you typically are asked for a PIN code. By default, those PIN codes are traditionally 0000. But you need to check your documentation, either scanning using Kurzweil or something, or perhaps get some sighted assistance with the documentation that comes with your Bluetooth headset.
Larry, John Gunn, very impressive demo. My question here is, and I came in the demo a little bit late, what were you using for PDA, and can you give me roughly the memory and the processor and all that kind of stuff? Thank you.
This specific PDA is the Dell 51V. It's got wireless built in. I have about 64 megs free, but you also can pop a memory card into the device. I have MobileSpeak installed on the actual hard drive of the device. You can also, if you want it to free up memory, put MobileSpeak on a storage card as well. Processor, I believe it's 433 MHz, but I'm not positive. They changed so much, and this one is actually a few months old, and they come all shapes and sizes. They also come pretty beefed up. I mean, if you want to spend a little bit more money, you can, you know, it's a matter of, do you want to spend $300 or do you want to spend $700 or $800 on a PDA? This is sort of a middle-of-the-road option, and again, I think for me, what's nice is the wireless built-in. The wireless built-in is really nice because you're able to turn the wireless on, it automatically searches for networks and so forth. And you pick your network, and either via an email or through the internet, you can hop online to the internet.
Hi, Larry. This is Larry Herrera in California calling. I have a question. One thing that irks me about some of these adaptive softwares, such as Freedom Scientific, is having to deal with the installation in only the 20-minute mode or 40-minute mode because I have to go and authenticate on the internet. Does this software require to be authenticated, or if I'm on travel and I need to, let's say some crazy thing happens and I need to get another PDA on the fly, or have to reset my PDA to the point that I may end up having to reload everything and not have direct access to an internet, would I be able to launch this unit and be able to activate without having to be bitten by the 20 or 40 minute bug?
So as you install the product, you are taken into an activation wizard where you can actually generate a 30-day authorization code for yourself. And what that does is it allows you to run the PDA without any sort of demo mode, just unlimited usage of your PDA over 30 days for a 30-day time period. Obviously, if you hard reset your PDA and so forth, software is going to be lost on it. But if you elect to skip the 30-day activation, you're going to be in 10-minute mode, and then you're going to have to reboot your PDA, and you'll be in 10-minute mode. So it's really advisable, unless you're buying it up front, which I'm hoping that after you've heard this demo, there's lots of thought about buying the software right up front because of what it can do. If you're not there yet, though, do the 30-day demo. Do yourself a favor, and don't give yourself a headache of having to reset every 10 minutes. Coming from the supplier end of it, a site that I've been on a few times now, I understand why those demos are in place, those 20 to 40 minute demos. If there wasn't some sort of safeguard like a 30-day license and so forth, nobody would buy your software. So I can understand why that happens. It doesn't make it any less frustrating for a customer. So what CodeFactory has done is they've put a 30-day process into place so that you can go get a PDA, and maybe the PDA or the cell phone has a 7-day return policy. You can wipe that software off and return it. You haven't paid anything. And then you can get another phone that you might like better, try it out, it works well, and then end up buying the software. So it's quite nice. I also, along that same vein, want to mention that CodeFactory has a remote screen alignment utility. Typically, when you turn a PDA on for the first time, you have to have sighted assistance tap a target and get the screen calibrated, and it takes about 3 minutes if you're lucky. There is a utility on the CodeFactory website that allows you to pretty much save an image of your screen. So if you ever hard reset your PDA, you can run that utility and pretty much reestablish your screen calibration without having any sighted assistance, which is amazing for those of us who in the past have had to deal with those types of things as far as sighted assistance to get your PDA or your cell phone going.
Larry, this is Lynn Gallagher, and 2 years ago I bought the EasyLink package. Subsequently, I switched to the Dell X51V that you spoke about, and then MSP from there. And I also wanted to add the EasyLink keyboard. So I have all this stuff, but no one spoke about sighted assistance. Where do you get assistance of any kind when you bought things piecemeal and trying to patch them together? Over.
Lynn, I remember you from a couple years ago, and very glad that you came and sat in. And for those of you who don't know, a couple of years ago, I was with a company that sold a wireless Braille keyboard that also works with Mobile Speak Pocket. And Lynn, a lot of times if you buy something from a local dealer, they can be a great assistance to you. I know that you bought this hardware and an older software package a couple of years ago and so forth. And so what I'm willing to do is offline, take some of my own time and make sure that your EasyLink is working with Mobile Speak Pocket, because you have bought this stuff piecemeal, one piece at a time. And I want, from a customer standpoint, I want you to be using it. So we are going to, HumanWare is going to be doing a lot more as it relates to this sort of online training. We have our own room as well to do these types of things, talking communities type room. And so we are going to be scheduling some stuff in the next quarter. Right now our major focus is CSUN, which is next week, but I think after CSUN you can expect to have some online hour how-to type sessions. It's tricky stuff. It's great stuff, but it's definitely cutting-edge stuff, and it's not all out of the box, turn it on like a note taker. There's hoops you have to jump through. And then offline, I think my email and phone numbers were in that initial announcement. If you want to drop me an email at l_lewis@ameritech.net, I'd be willing to help you offline, get you rolling so that you're at least in a place where you can begin to use your technology.
Mention a couple of things that you didn't mention that I think people would probably be interested in, and I think is really neat. One thing, being able to take a Braille file into your PDA and Mobile Speak Pocket will actually read a BRL file, and that's pretty cool. And also, we found that you can use Net Library books, audio books, and OverDrive books through Media Player, and of course Audible books if you add the Audible player, which makes it quite a nice book reader.
Yes, I'm Clara Howard, and I'm in Reno, Nevada, and I was hoping, do you have a training for consultants who help people learn how to use this?
Clara, I'm sorry, we could not hear you. Alt-J, bring your mic up to maybe 8 or 9 with the right arrow. That should do it.
He was asking if you had training to learn to know how to use this.
Okay, so I hope this is a little bit better. I'm not sure if I wasn't the one who couldn't be heard because there was a lot of people talking. But first of all, hello, David. It's nice to see you online. And David's been a great Mobile Speak Pocket pioneer really from the get-go and helped with some beta testing, especially as it relates to Braille and so forth. And yeah, you can actually bring a Braille file in to Pocket Word and actually read that information using the Braille display, and that's definitely true. As far as training for Mobile Speak Pocket, I think that's something that we could probably talk about offline. The tutorial is quite helpful. The documentation is quite helpful. And I would suspect, again, over the next couple of months, we're going to be doing something every other week using the HumanWare Room so that we can really help educate the market as to how this stuff works. And we'll actually, I'm willing to take your ideas as far as, you know, getting started ideas, navigation simply with just the hard keys and virtual keys and so forth. and different types of things like that. So I think if we had some sort of a every other week type roadmap, we could get folks rolling pretty quickly. And it sort of snowballs when you learn how to navigate using your hard buttons and you can actually go through the tutorial and so forth. As for in Reno, Nevada, as far as trainers in that area, I'm not really familiar with Reno too much, and so I don't really know who to direct you to. I believe there's a center in Las Vegas. I'm drawing a blank. I want to say Crossroads, but that's probably wrong. And I'm sure there's some, I think we're going to be doing some road work as far as working with the different agencies to give them some training opportunities nationally as well.
Larry, one more question. This is Louis again from California. As far as Code Factory adapting to wireless keyboards, I have a Belkin wireless keyboard, and it's got a couple of programmable function keys on the side. Has any test been done to test keyboards like that that can be configurable, have specific keys pre-programmed or programmed to user specifications?
So Code Factory has listservs for all of their products, including MobileSpeak Pocket. And I can assure you, having been on a variety of their listservs, they monitor these lists quite a bit. And if you go onto the list with your specific keyboard, I'm sure there are some other people who are using that keyboard. And one thing I can unequivocally vouch for Code Factory is when they hear a market need, they move really quick. Whenever they hear that something is a need by more than one person or whatever, they move really quick, or they at least get it on some sort of a roadmap so that it can be addressed very quickly.
Nicio has asked up in text chat, how will Humanware advertise the online sessions?
Humanware has a very vast database, tens of thousands of names, and I think we'll target specific areas depending on what the trainings are for. If they have a little bit more of an employment slant, obviously there'll be, you know, rehab focus, consumer slants, depending on what we're going to do. They have a very extensive database, and they have a very focused sales manager in Dominic, who's really committed to getting this stuff advertised and seeding the market with the proper knowledge so that people can use the stuff that they buy. And so advertising, I think their website, they have online scripts as it relates to when you're listening to phone messages when you're on hold and different things like that. Humanware is quite honestly, a marketing machine, and I'm not too concerned about, once we have a plan in place over the next couple of months, advertising's our least concern, I think.
Larry, John Gunn back again. Kind of just to reiterate a little bit, if I understand what Louis was asking before, his first question, when you get your mobile speak and you install it in the PDA, how do you activate it beyond the 30 days? Or getting kind of what you were saying, if you have to change PDAs, how do you reactivate that? I guess, and I could be putting words in Louis's mouth, but I think that's what at least that would be my question.
So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to go into the MobileSpeak control panel and go down to the register MobileSpeak option, and there will be a series of numbers that you're either going to need to write down, or if you have a really good memory, you can memorize them. And that is your license code, or your code from the Code Factory MobileSpeak end. You're going to have to call your local Humanware dealer or Humanware directly and give them those numbers, and they will generate a code for you, which you will then enter into your PDA, and it unlocks the license. So if I go to MobileSpeak Pocket control panel, go down to register, I get 32947839 1. I recite that to Humanware, put it to an email to a Humanware reseller, if you're working with a reseller. They give me a number back. I enter the number in, I click on OK, and it pretty much says you've successfully unlocked your software. If it's a situation where you are upgrading your PDA, there's typically going to be some sort of a record of that license, to whom that is licensed to, because Humanware will want your name and who you are, and they'll have record of that, and they'll be able to then charge you the nominal upgrade fee. I don't want to quote that fee because I could be off. It's, you know, just over $100, I believe. and they would have record of that, and they would be able to help you if it was broken. I always tell people to, you know, write their mobile speak pocket serial number down in a safe place, put it in your notes folder in Outlook or somewhere, and always keep track of it, because if you hard reset your PDA, you're going to need it, and you know, it just saves you a phone call and so forth. You should know that if you reset your PDA, your soft reset running Windows Mobile 5, by the way, you're not going to lose any data. That's a strategic advantage of Windows Mobile 5 over some of the older PDAs.
Okay. Janice Thomas has asked up in text chat, I have a Trekker with Maestro software from Humanware. Is there any reason to get Mobile Speak for this, or can it be added with other software on the PDA already?
This is Lynn Gallagher back again, and thank you for your offer to help. I'm wondering when MSP3 is due to be released, and will there be an upgrade fee for that, and or is it going to be a downloadable? Over.
Bill, you have no audio coming across. That's why I cut you off.
Yes, this is...
Okay, let's let Larry answer, I think, a couple of questions here. The one that Fred read, and then Lynn's question, if he can remember both of them, and I think he can. So back off and let Larry come in, please.
Thank you. Feel like not quick enough on the draw here. We got lots of questions. Maestro Tracker... they are a dedicated package that work together. The Maestro gives you some limited PDA capabilities as it relates to managing contacts and notes, and the Trekker is a very portable GPS option. They're not really designed to work with Mobile Speak Pocket, so if you are happy with your Maestro Trekker situation, the last thing that you would want to do is introduce Mobile Speak Pocket to the Maestro Trekker PDA. If you want to need some additional access, you know, Mobile Speak Pocket would definitely be a good option. There is not any real competitor to the Trekker GPS or any alternative to the Trekker GPS that I'm aware of that works as well as the Trekker does. So if GPS is your main reason for having a portable device, you're in very good hands with the Maestro Trekker. As far as Mobile Speak updates and so forth, Code Factory has been offering pretty much on all of its products lots of free updates and so forth, and I think we are slated possibly for another update. Again, we've got to get through CSUN and so forth and then do some serious beta testing with the beta team and so on, and I would envision Code Factory being out with a new release for Mobile Speak Pocket without committing them to any dates, probably at some point in May.
Other questions here, please?
Talk training dialogue. Gary Patterson, 2872. The move that I can use the arrow keys, 6%.
The Trekker and the Dell X50 and the Maestro.
0%.
So I understand that the MSP does not work then with the Maestro and Trekker together?
Yes, they're very different products, and at this stage that's not happening. Again, we've heard that some people with Trekker want some additional access and so forth, and we've passed it along to the appropriate development channels, but at this stage it doesn't.
Hello, Larry. This is Kevin Chow in California. I was wondering how stable is the Dell XM, and my second question is about how long does the battery last on that?
So I'm dragging this Dell XM all over the country, and I have probably close to 1,000 contacts on it, all my favorites, a lot of files, email. And it's pretty stable. I won't say as far as battery life, you can maximize your battery life if you turn off Bluetooth and wireless, searching for wireless networks if you're not using it. And I would say continuous use, again, you're not probably going to get more than probably 12 to 15, maybe a little bit more if you have Bluetooth off, 15 hours of continuous use. It'll go pretty heavily. But I also use the PDA quite differently than I might use a traditional note taker, where I might just leave it on and sometimes plugged in and so forth. My PDA is on, and my PDA also, you know, will go into a hibernation type mode if I'm not touching any buttons on it. So I would say if I were using it straight, anywhere from 12 to 15 hours would be an accurate assessment.
Jan, we didn't hear you. At least I didn't. Might try again later.
This is Debbie Bach again. I have a Braille Note M-Power with software version 6.02. Do I need to upgrade my software in order to be able to use my Braille Note with Mobile Speak Pocket?
You need the latest software, which would be Keysoft 7.2, build 47, and you also need to, I didn't hear the first part of that question, you also need to make sure that you have a Braille Note in power because the Braille Note Classic does not have Bluetooth capability. So it's supported on the Braille Note in power version 7.2.
So Larry, another question. This is Kevin again. I was wondering if it worked on the PK since the PK does have Bluetooth?
Yes, I'm sorry. It will work on the Braille Note PK. I neglected to mention that, but all of the same keystrokes as well as some of the Braille Connect keystrokes because it has similar buttons on the end of each Braille display as the PK. You get maybe some added functionality as it relates to Braille Connect keys and so forth that are on the PK. That will also work. And that, we're finding, makes a really, really, really portable Braille option with the Braille 18-cell PK bundled with a PDA.
Okay, Janice Thomas has asked, is the cell phone version of MobileSpeak the same version for the PDA?
CodeFactory has three flavors of software. They have MobileSpeak for Symbian, which I see Joanne's online also. Joanne and I poured our heart and souls into selling a few years ago in the face of talks and a lot of different things, and we're actually reasonably successful selling the MobileSpeak product, the Symbian product. The Symbian product in the U.S. can be a little tough at times because sometimes it's hard to get the Symbian phones. There was a few months stretch where we couldn't get any Symbian phones in the U.S. And for those of you who do not know what Symbian is to Windows Mobile almost like Linux is to Windows. That's probably not a great comparison, but it's very clean, very fast. It's not a bad option, but it doesn't give you the robustness of a PDA type option. You don't have the Excel and PowerPoint. You have quick Symbian type versions of that for compatibility. So you have the MobileSpeak for Symbian. You have the MobileSpeak for smartphone. The smartphone would be kind of a cut down Windows Mobile Lite, if there is such a thing. And then you would have MobileSpeak Pocket, which is more of the robust, full-blown access to Windows Mobile. HumanWare, because it has so many different types of products and so forth, is focusing on probably the most actually the most powerful of the three. Not probably, it is the most powerful of the three, and runs on a variety of different PDAs and cell phones. I know a lot of people who are using the HP 6945 with T-Mobile or Singular, and that has I believe a pull-out keyboard and so forth. So there are cell phone capabilities with MobileSpeak Pocket. And there's just so many different phones to pick from. HumanWare is not going to get in the service providing cell phone coverage. And it really doesn't make a lot of sense for HumanWare to stock one type of phone when you've got so many different types of providers out there and everybody coming at it from different angles.
Larry, John Gunn, I have Jan on the other line. And her question was, so every time you have to do a hard reset, as long as you have your serial number, you have to still get the unlocking codes from HumanWare or your distributor?
No, you have your serial number, and you can also record your unlock number. Your unlock number will show up. And so then when you see your serial number after your hard reset, you can just put your unlock number in. So you don't always have to call HumanWare if you just take down your serial number and then the number that unlocks your software, which will show up. After you enter it and it's been successfully unlocked, it'll reside in your control panel, and you should take that down as a note. There are times, especially when we're doing beta testing and so on, that I'm hard resetting my PDA, repairing devices, doing all different types of stuff, and I can do that all independently without any sighted assistance with that screen alignment tool and also with just keeping track of what my serial number is.
Hey, Lauren, Chris, could you tell me, If MobileSpeak Pocket works very good with the T-Mobile MDA or the Singular 8525, and also could you tell me the price of it, like the best price? It's a lot of questions at one time. Sorry.
So I don't have the list in front of me right now. I know that I've seen the MVA on the list because I'm a T-Mobile subscriber. I don't know about the singular option, and the price could be negotiated if you go to your phone company directly, go to your local singular or T-Mobile store, and I never pay full price for a phone. I mean, if you're a good customer and you commit to another 6 months or a year, a lot of times you get the phone for $100. If you have a really good poker face, sometimes you can even get a free phone.
Good presentation. This is Jerry out of San Antonio. I just said, gentlemen, about the MBA. I just switched over from Verizon to T-Mobile and went to GFM. But they say that MDA next generation is coming out, and you'll be able to do a web conference with it. But if I get this meeting, you can be on Skype and all that other stuff, and also with GPS. So I'm kind of waiting off on that one. Then go with the mobile speed.
Larry, Steve from ILA, excellent presentation. Good job.
Larry, one of the things that it might be worth mentioning, one of the things that might be worth mentioning is the fact that Code Factory is now also providing some games, and it's really helpful in terms of Braille literacy and some cool little games to encourage people who aren't particularly proficient in Braille. It helps them just have a good time learning some of the contractions, so that's a nice feature that they're also adding.
Well, I was going to save that little surprise until CSUN because we're having a lot of Braille literacy activities there, but since my partner in crime and my colleague Joanne mentions it, I didn't want to get into that tonight, but there are a number of different types of games where you can actually use a Braille device. It will speak a letter, you press it, and it is a nice way to really get people acclimated with Braille and tie Braille literacy into using a portable device as well. And I wasn't really prepared to demo that tonight, but we'll be demoing that in full force at CSUN, and we'll probably put that on the schedule for something that we can do as far as Braille literacy and PDA-type session that I'll go ahead and volunteer Miss Joanne to go ahead and lead.
I'm excited. I want to. Terrific.
Laurie, Chris, could you tell me what is the best price of Mobile Speak Pocket?
Yep, Mobile Speak Pocket would cost $595.
Get the games.
The games, it's yet to be determined. They're still in, not even ready for beta testers yet. It's something that will be this. If you're at CSUN, David, we can definitely give you a demonstration of it. But I don't want to speak to what the decision is on the games because I just don't know. I don't know.
Larry, John Gunn again. No, I'll try to limit my questions. and again, as I mentioned before, I did come in late. What I wanted to know is this Windows Mobile 5 or version 5? I don't recall, yeah, or if I missed it, I apologize. I suspect you're using above 2003 or C. You're using Windows Mobile 5. Is that correct?
Well, CE is a whole different animal. CE is more of what we would call a hatless operating system that developers can make applications to run on, kind of like the Braille Note. It's an operating system that Keysoft would run on. We're not using any Pocket PC 2003, primarily because when the device goes flat, your data goes away, and doesn't really make for a happy customer. So it's Windows Mobile 5 and above. I know there was some traffic about Windows Mobile 6 coming, and I've been assured by the CEO of Code Factory that they've got it under control. When Windows Mobile 6 comes out on devices in the next few weeks, they'll be ready to migrate their software to that as well. So you don't have anything to worry about. What I was demonstrating on is Windows Mobile 5, and there's just a lot more stability going on than there was with Pocket PC 2003.
Hello, Larry. This is Kevin again. I was wondering, for the Symbian operating system for cell phones, I was wondering, how does the Tox program compare to the Mobile Speak Pocket?
Well, Tox is a Symbian-based product, so I really wouldn't compare it to Mobile Speak Pocket. I would compare it to Mobile Speak, and I mean, you're asking a sales guy of Mobile Speak, so I mean, I think Tox can do some things well. I think what makes all the Mobile Speak products great is that this company is not part of a big company. No disrespect to the developers of Talks because they work very hard on their product. These guys listen. They have listservs. I've never seen a CEO on a listserv as much as I've seen Edward. Monitor the list, respond on the list. And these guys really get it from a customer standpoint. And when you ask for something, if it's a bug, offline, they're pretty much horrified that they didn't catch it in the beta process. And they do everything they do to fix it very quickly. And if it's a feature, they sort of weigh it and take the democratic approach and sort of prioritize the features based on requests and so forth. So I think what you gain with Mobile Speak Over Talks is you gain a real listener to you, the blind community. And it's, they both do a lot. There's only so much you can do with Symbian. There's only so many menus you can get into and so forth. I've been a Mobile Speak guy from day one, so again, I don't think I can offer you a real objective opinion.
Laurie, I have a friend of mine. Her mic wasn't really working, so she was listening. But she wanted me to ask you. She set up her phone, but I guess she misunderstood about the screen alignment, and the 30 days demo ran out on her while she installed it, but the screen wasn't aligned, so it wasn't on the phone. And no, she wanted to know if there's a way where she could get a retrial for 30 days. Because when she go back to do it, it's saying it's already run out.
So she would need to talk to her local HumanWare reseller or call HumanWare directly. It's not anything that I can really authorize. HumanWare is one of a number of different projects that I'm working on, and I'm not in a position where I can authorize any sort of a 30-day license. But I'm sure if she contacts her local HumanWare sales representative where she bought the or where she wants to buy the product from, that would be fine, possibly. I mean, you'll have to talk to them. I would think after 30 days that possibly a decision would probably be in order at some stage very quickly.
Is there a place where I could find that number for her to call?
She would want to call 800-722-3393. That's 800-722-3393. And if she can tell the customer service representative where she's from, then that could get sent to the correct sales representative's voicemail.
Okay, yeah, that's a good piece of information. And I can also find that online, right? Like the number.
You go to www.humanware.com. You should be able to find all of that information. That's www.humanware.com.
Thanks, Laura. Appreciate your help. Goodbye, guys. Nice knowing you guys.
Also, the 800 number has just been posted in the text chat area.
Any other questions?
Well, you guys were not too rough on me at all. I was all geared up for some really hard questions, and you guys kept it nice and easy for me on a Monday. I'll hang out for another few minutes, but I just want to thank Pat and all the folks involved with Talking Communities for the opportunity to present. We are going to be archiving this as well at HumanWare and also be doing some things with the first portion of the demonstration. And so I really appreciate everybody. I mean, I'm amazed for Monday night how many people. I looked once, it was close to 90. And if people want to listen to me on a Monday night, it's very humbling. So anyway, I appreciate everybody's time. I'm going to hang out for a couple of more minutes, but it's been a lot of fun. And I hope that we've been able to start to make sense out of some of this stuff. It's really great to be working with HumanWare on this cutting-edge type of software and hardware type solutions. And we have a great sales team in Dominic. I see Dirk online. So as far as development and sales, all of your questions have been very well heard, and I'm sure will provide a lot of fuel for some CSUN discussions and so on. So thanks a lot, everybody. It means a lot to me that you came, and I'm going to hang out for a short while, but if it starts to get, where you folks are talking amongst yourselves, I'm going to drop out. So thank you very much.
Larry, on behalf of the Tech Talk team, I want to thank you very, very much, you and HumanWare, for being out here in great force. And Larry, I'd like to say it was only you, but I think it's the product and a great company like HumanWare. I'm proud to be just a consumer, but a part of the HumanWare community. Thank you so very, very much.
And I, too, Larry, would like to express my sincere appreciation to you for a stellar performance, as usual. And Dominic Gagliano, thank you so very much for recommending Larry to do this presentation. We're so happy to support HumanWare and the fine products that they've always provided, and certainly this is no exception. They are on top of current technology and moving forward, and we do appreciate. And Larry, for your information, I counted 91 at one point. So again, thank you from the very bottom of my heart, and I'll be in touch with both you and Dominic. Thank you so much.